You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I thank Teofimo Lopez for doing this. Didn't really get a proper interview yesterday because he had to run off and get in that scrap with your dad. Yes. a volatile press conference today. What did you make of it?
Just another day. Another day, and I'm just looking forward to I'm excited, man. This only makes me like elevate even more. Like, they don't even understand they're helping me right now. Like, they really are. Like, I miss this, you know. I miss the way we go out here on your grill and everything. I miss all that, you know. And I think it's overall, man, like, they tuning in watching my shit. As you can see, I don't even tune in and watch any of this. And no disrespect to all you guys, because I love you guys, you know. It's just that I'm the type that after I do interviews, I don't look at it, but I'm just thankful for everything. The press conference here at the Hulu Theater, Madison Square Garden. It's going to be one to watch.
He said to me yesterday, it's not personal for him. Do you believe him?
Because he doesn't want it personal. You know what I'm saying? If that's what he's saying, it's not personal. And that's how you switching the roles right now. After I said I want to break your neck, now you're saying it's not personal? This is personal for me. Every fight that I go on from this point on is personal. Because they're trying to take everything that I work so hard for. You know, and that's the whole thing, man. Every fight from this point on, it's my life, man. I'm surprised he ain't taking it personal.
Still believe it ends in one round?
Yes, absolutely. I do believe that. You know, and at the end of the day, I look forward to doing bigger and better things. I'm trying to do what I can, when I can, how I can. So that way next year, you know, 2022, si Dios quiere, God willing, we make three fights happen.
Just spoke to Eddie Hearn, interviewed him there. He said that both camps, yourself and Haney, if you both win your respective fights, have agreed a deal in terms of a handshake, deal nothing on paper. Is that true to you?
We agreed on something, right? I suppose. But the thing is, we agreed on making the fight happen. Didn't say the weight. So for me, 140 is where we can make it.
Just to go back to Josh Taylor yesterday, we were speaking about him. He doesn't give you the credit for the Lomachenko win. He says he's really a super featherweight. Also that you're scared of a rematch with Loma. What do you think of those comments?
I'm not scared of a rematch with Loma. It's just that never gave me the rematch clause. And why am I going to give something that people disrespect me after I won? Like, everybody walked away, Top Rank, and I don't want to say others, but it's just like that. So why am I going to give something like, nah, bro, that's not how it works here. Can you please give us a fight? No, I'm not going to give you a fight. I'm not scared of nobody. I don't fear no man but God. Get that clear. I don't fear no man but God. You guys fear these fighters. I don't. I eat these fighters. And I'm going to eat George Kambosos on Saturday night.
Does it matter at 140 whether it's Haney or Taylor too? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter at all. At all.
Do you have a preference?
For 140, Josh Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been said that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I see it, man. You guys don't see it, I guess, but I'm a fighter. A fighter recognizes a real fighter, right? Ain't none of these guys real fighters.
Do you truly believe he's scared of you, Josh Taylor?
I believe that, for sure. Because, bro, you can make this fight happen. Stop saying all that stuff. And for whatever it is, man, I look forward to just right now, George Kambosos Jr., and then we can get back on that again.
Last one on him. He said he's getting sick of Teofimo Lopez. You're being desperate calling him out.
Yeah, I'm desperate to be great. I'm desperate to become a two-time undisputed world champion in boxing history. Yeah, I'm desperate to be a fucking legend. Yes, I am. I'm starving to become one. I'm starving to be one of the greats, a GOAT. So, yes, if you're getting annoyed of me, well, I'm sorry to say, but I'm not sorry. I'm going to keep calling you because everybody wants to see those fights happen. That's the thing, man. These people are like, oh, I'm tired of him and tired of this. But shit, we make fights happen, man. I don't know about that side, but we're going to make those fights happen one way or another.
Just to close off, rank your top five lightweights in the world in order. Obviously, you're number one.
Teofimo Lopez. Now I'll say Vasily Lomachenko. Richard Comey, number three. Number four, Gervonta Davis. And number five, Devin Haney.
Interesting, Comey above Tank and Haney?
Yes, because he's a true fighter. He fought for the IBF when it was his time. And he's a true decorated fighter, man. Richard Comey ain't no pushover. Nobody's calling out Richard Comey for a reason. Come on, check the stats, bro. No one's calling out Lomachenko for a reason.
So they've got to fight each other.
So they got to fight each other. They're like, okay, no one wants to call us out. Let's make this fight happen. So, you know, those guys are going to put on a show on December 11th. But as of right now, man, I'm just focused on my fight, you know. But those are my guys. The top five is Teofimo, number one. Vasily Lomachenko, number two. Richard Comey, number three. Gervonta Davis, number four. And Devin Haney, number five.
It's in New York's very own. Best of luck this Saturday night at the Garden. We look forward to an explosive fight night.
Thank you guys so much, and happy holidays to everybody. Yep. Not Thanksgiving, because I know in the UK you guys don't celebrate that, but happy holidays.
We'll celebrate it for Teofimo Lopez.
If you do, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.